Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. And you know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, like any other day, no exception. And there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there. Lots of them. Much more than we ever imagined. Are desperate to take away not only your freedom, but your child's freedom, your family's freedom, everybody's. So we must lift our jib and get this damn freedom ship underway already. All right. Officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Okay, before we get into, I don't even know what the hell kind of a day it is today. There's just, it's almost like there's too many things to talk about. I mean, where do you frickin' start? I mean, it's a boom, 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 boom. It's on every frickin' direction, man. It's everywhere. And it won't stop. But we can't get anybody to fight. Well, it's not the right time. Well, we got somebody that's been making a little bit of a stink. I mean, we do have people in Congress that actually get it, but they don't get into positions of any kind of, well, making any kind of decisions because, well, we can't do that. Well, why? Well, it's an election year, so doing our frickin' job, don't you think that would be helpful in a election year? I don't know. I mean, it's just me. But, look, I'm sorry, but it's okay to say impeach. It's okay to impeach. This is, again, it's not just Barack Obama. It's not just the Democrats. It's a lot of people, too many people. They're using your tax dollars, and they get it for what? So they can get a new boat? Huh? Get a new car? Kidnapping kids. Yeah, that's a nice way to make a living, isn't it? I mean, what happens to you when you get caught kidnapping a kid? Don't you go to jail for the rest of your life or get the death penalty? But when it's the government, sheriff's office, cops, I'm sorry, but there are a lot of crooked cops, far too many of them. Obviously, it must be easy to be crooked. Anybody in any kind of law enforcement division of any government agency has got to be corrupt and got to be crooked. Not every agency needs to have, that's too much. That's not the purpose for these government agencies. The Bureau of Land Management, that's a desk job. Sorry, but that's what it should be. Now, granted, this guy with the cows and the grazing fees and this and that, but what I don't understand is he's had the land since the 1840s or 70s or whenever. Why in the 90s all of a sudden do they want to start charging him grazing fees? Well, because the Democrats, they're in charge, and that was under Clinton. They want money. They go after anybody they can to get money so they can spend it on what they want to spend it on. It's open land, and there was no turtle problem. And if it was, well, then they seemed to fix it pretty quick because they ended up having to kill a lot of them because there was too many of these damn turtles. You couldn't give them to a zoo? You couldn't put them out in another part of a desert? I don't know. I guess that's the common sense in me. But that whole thing is not really so much over cows and turtles. I mean, it is. It's over a lot of things. And everybody wants to seem to get involved in the fight, see if they can get something out of it. But it all boils down to money. I mean, we'll go to war over money, but nobody's going to go to war over a 15-year-old girl stuck in a room, away from her parents, can't talk to them, got to sneak a note into them because she's being abused. We can't get anybody to go to war over that. Can't get anybody to talk about it on television. Nobody wants to touch it. Why? We'll talk about cows. We'll talk about Lois Lerner. We shouldn't have been in contempt the very moment that she pulled that Fifth Amendment stunt. Mr. Issa, which you had to be reminded of, and he still didn't do it. No, we got to go through procedures. What are you afraid of, Mr. Cummings? Huh? You afraid of him? What's he going to do to you? You're the goddamn chairman, for Christ's sakes. People in jail and this and that and that. Nobody wants to come to rescue a 15-year-old girl that's dying with no medical attention. Goes in for gas and has all of her other medication taken away from her. They think she's a psycho. She needs to go to a psych ward. Goddamn cuckoo's nest. What the hell? I mean, no. Just be, you got to punish the girl because you got your panties in a wad because the parents said, we don't believe in this diagnosis. We came here to see Dr. Flores. That's not what this is. This is something else. We need to get her treated. You have no right to do this, and why are you even involved in this case in the first place? Well, she came by ambulance. Anytime you go in by ambulance, you got to go through the goddamn ER. Well, again, you would think the ER, being crowded as it is, that this stupid resident would want to give this patient to the doctor and free him up for somebody coming in with, I don't know, let's say, a couple of broken bones and blood gushing out, and, you know, I mean, stuff like that. This girl's got a bellyache. She's got gas. She needs to see a gas doctor, not you. You're still, I mean, my God, 7 months out of medical school? I mean, all of a sudden you're what? I mean, come on, kid. No, I mean, and who was, isn't there, there's got to be somebody that's been in medical school longer than 7 months that's in charge of the ER. You can't expect, you know, 7 months out of medical school to make all these decisions in an ER. But evidently they're doing it. Maybe the leadership there in the hospital, maybe they're complicit too. Maybe they're getting kickbacks. How big does this really go? Well, I think that's a reason why people aren't covering it. But look, I mean, this stuff is real. Now, hopefully we can get a family member. Raquel can get that guy. We can actually talk about that as somebody who actually went through this. This is real. This isn't fake. This isn't a phony scandal. That's not like Benghazi. I mean, Benghazi was phony. I mean, God almighty, Fast and Furious. I mean, come on. And the IRS, come on. There's nothing to see there. Nobody was being targeted. Plus, those are hate groups. So, you know, if they got delayed a little bit, that's good for them. So what? They should be in jail. They're haters. I mean, there's no Obamacare. Everybody's signing up. We're now up to 8 million now. Really? Wow. Where are all these coming from? Well, prisons. They're signing people up left and right. They're signing up dead people just so they can get the numbers. There's no numbers. There's no, the actual people that are paying for it, it's not going to sustain itself. They may be able to finagle the numbers long enough to make it look like they're actually doing something, and then when, hopefully, we get another party in there, and when they open up the books, they're going to find out that it's beyond insolvent. It's completely destroyed. And we couldn't stand up and fight Republicans. You couldn't stand up. The government was closed down. And all you had to do was hold the line. That's it. And you could have done it. If you were going to allow the government to be closed down in that you knew that they were going to close down by your budget. So if you were going to go out there and present that budget, why did you present a budget that you had no intentions of following? See, that's the kind of dishonesty and nonsense that we can no longer tolerate. I can't tolerate it. The country really shouldn't tolerate it anymore. We can't afford it. So I don't give any of these people passes anymore. I don't give a damn. Boehner, hey, fine, you're a nice guy, you know. All right, fine, you're sensitive, you cry, hey, you know, you like, you know, puppies and kittens and rainbows, yeah. But you don't back up what you say. I can't trust that. I can't, your credibility with me is shot. Mr. King, I don't even know where to begin with your lack of credibility. McCain, I don't know, man. I just think it's time for you to, you know, hang up the spurs and, go sip some soup. A lot of you guys got to go. We're done with you. No more free passes. No more libbing out just to get votes. We don't want that. Be yourself. I want to vote for you. I don't want to vote for what your party stands for, because I don't stand for any of that crap. I stand for the Constitution. If you are a candidate and you believe in the Constitution and you like to follow it, you know, from the top to the bottom, as it's written, because as it's written, there's reasons for it. There's reasons for people to be secure in their persons, in their houses, in their papers, in their effects. Lots and lots and lots of very valid reasons why people should be secure. They should not have to fear their government. And that's really what's going on here. You've got the people fearing the government and the government fearing the people. There's only one outcome that can happen. And that's just what I have been preaching about, that this is coming. This stuff is coming. We don't need it. God damn it. This is what we don't need, and we can avoid this. It does not have to be this way, period. But it's coming. And what's really going to be sad is there's going to be citizens fighting citizens. That's another thing that we just, we can't go down that road. We don't need to go down that road. We don't need to go there, but people are, and like I tell you, you can only push people so far and for so long, and eventually they're going to rise up and start pushing back, and when they do, kaboom. Libs, you got to slow down. Take a step. You've got to realize that you've gone too far for too long. You need to slow down. Your policies don't work. Nothing in liberalism works except for them. This whole cow, all this thing, it only works for Harry Reid and his little son. Maybe a couple of their friends, you know, investors. But why do they need that land? Right there. Just to show that they've got power. Well, anyway, before I get going here, I want to talk about something that is important. But I never shut up. So maybe if I just follow the script here, maybe I, you know... Anyway, in New York City, May the 4th, hopefully Justina Pelletier is out of prison, basically what it is. She's in a dungeon. I mean, even prisoners get medical attention. Child molesters, murderers, rapists, they get medical attention. Guantanamo Bay, they get medical attention. They get all kinds of medical attention. They get all kinds of great, wonderful, special cooked meals. No. You get whatever the hell I serve you. And if it's pork, well, then it's pork. But you're going to eat what I feed you. If you don't want to eat it, that's not my problem. I don't give a damn. But I'm feeding you. I don't have to. I can let you starve. I can shoot you in the head. But I'm being humane, and I'm feeding you. So you eat what I serve you, and take that goddamn hat of yours off. This is a prison. This is not a Holiday Inn. But, I mean, that's just me. But if Justina Pelletier is not out of her captivity by May the 4th, Sunday, 34th and 11th Avenues across from the Jacob Javits Center. I'm still trying to find a way to get something going out there where I can do an actual live broadcast, try to do it over live stream. It'll be on YouTube. Do it over here. I don't care. I'm still trying to work the details out. The guy's got the truck. Hey, you never know. Sometimes he can get away with it. Sometimes he can't. Sometimes he's got other stuff that he's doing with it. So I got to find stuff out. So I'm still working on that. Anyway, moving along, here's what I want to talk about today. Long Island high school students are suspended indefinitely for displaying a Confederate flag. Now, the reason why I'm reading this story, because I'm sick and tired of people talking about things they know absolutely freaking nothing about. They're using the Confederate flag as a sign of hate, which... how that got demonized obviously came from the left. Civil rights, blah, blah, blah. But that's not, maybe I studied the wrong book. I don't know. But the flag just simply represents the southern states. okay, they created the flag, you know, this particular one during the war, fine, blah, blah, blah. But it still represents the South. The South has always been proud of being the South, meaning they consider themselves a little bit separate than the North. But they're still, you know, part of the United States. But what I mean is there's a certain pride of being Southern. That flag does not mean slavery. That does not mean hate. I'm sorry, but it doesn't. I've never understood why they use that. Okay, fine, it was the flag in the Civil War. But the South had a flag before that, too. The South is the South. They like being the South. That flag does not mean hate. This should have been an opportunity for the educator, the principal, which obviously is not, if you're not educated yourself, it is impossible for you to educate anyone else. So this is where the opportunity for a lesson has been lost, and this man is the principal. Maybe if he took these kids, well, let's find out what the hell happened here before I start commenting on everything. South Huntington, I know where that's at, and I've been there. Huntington's a nice area, and South Huntington's nice, too. Two Long Island High School students have been suspended. They want you to learn, but they kick you out of school, so you don't have an opportunity to learn. No Child Left Behind have been suspended for allegedly bringing a Confederate flag to school.
Uh-oh.
Brother Gary Cragen, I guess this is a Catholic school or something. I don't know. It says brother. Brother Gary Cragen, principal of St. Anthony's High School. So it is Catholic school. Okay, so he's a priest or something. Brother Gary Cragen, principal of St. Anthony's High School. You can obviously tell I don't know very much about Catholicism. Anyway, moving along here. Hello. I think they can identify that the fact that you're completely ignorant of Catholicism, that you don't need to explain it. I know. Brother Gary Cragen, we're going to get through this, principal of St. Anthony's High School in South Huntington, said the two seniors walked in with a Confederate flag draped around their shoulders during an after-hours sporting event at the school. Well, Catherine Brown of CBS reported there is outrage and disgust on Long Island. Really? This should have been a moment to sit down and educate both sides of this stupid non-issue. There is a lesson to be learned here. There is some information to learn. It's history, for Christ's sakes. You have an opportunity here, Mr. Principal Man. Brother Cragen, you have an opportunity here to do your job. Instead of expressing this phony outrage, and then here's another thing. This is another thing that this guy is stating. I mean, you can just tell it's disingenuous. When it's that overt of, you know how these people are. Well, I just can't believe it. If somebody would do something like this, this is horrific. This is disgusting. Oh, my Lord. We need to burn these children at the stake. Can you believe what they said? Whoa! I mean, good God almighty, man. Maybe, Mr. Brother, maybe if you had been educated yourself, you might be able to educate these kids, but you haven't been educated. You've been indoctrinated, but you have not been educated. I think both this brother Cragen, African-American, which we don't do that on this program, the American students, who immediately saw it, really exercised heroic restraint. And fortunately, a teacher immediately confiscated the flag and took the students out of the gym. Oh, what a heroic! This is what this brother Cragen said. He's on the news being interviewed here by this Catherine Brown. Wonder how long she's been out of reporter school. Jesus God. The African-American students who immediately saw it really exercised heroic restraint. Or maybe they just really didn't give a damn. The students were initially suspended for 10 days. Brother Cragen, he thought it over. He said, you know what? No. Nope. They will not be allowed back. Nope. Absolutely not. I've thought it over. We will not tolerate that. Cragen wrote a letter to parents saying the use of any symbols designed to revive past injustices or to inflame discrimination or racial intolerance is completely unacceptable and profoundly offensive. Your ignorance is profoundly offensive, Brother Cragen. Brother Cragen also says he sees that flag as a symbol of hate. Okay, that's how you see it. That's how you see it because that's how you want to see it. Maybe you need to understand. Maybe you need to sit down with the students and all of you and start grabbing some books. But you're going to have to go someplace other than the school library because I doubt very seriously you're going to have the real material that you need. Maybe take a field trip to the South and start talking to some people. Find out what that flag really means from them, the people that are in the South. It's not up to you to decide what somebody else's flag represents. I mean, my God, it's like Liechtenstein coming over here and saying, hey, you know, those 50 stars, that doesn't represent the 50 states, no. And those 13 stripes, no, that, I don't know. Doesn't mean that at all. It means what we want it to mean. Well, wait a minute. No, it doesn't. It means this. No. It means that. So who the hell are you, Brother Cragen, to decide what somebody else's flag represents, what it means? How can you do that? If you want to talk about racism and prejudice, that's it right there. There's a lot of lessons to be learned here. Did you find out why the kids wore it? Okay, they were making a point and trying to be overtly racist and trying to pick a fight with black people and saying, okay, we're going to hang you from a tree and blah, 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 blah. Okay, you might have something there. Maybe you should sit all the kids down, maybe the entire school, and you included, and learn what that flag actually means, what it represents. You'd be surprised what you'll fucking learn if you stop blaming people for everything just so you can get ahead. Oh, you got to put people down. Now he looks like the big guy, doesn't he? He looks like a champion for civil rights. No, you don't. You look like an ass. That's what you look like, a complete and utter ass. That doesn't make you big and tough. That makes you a coward. Not for nothing, Brother Cragen, but it does make you a bit of a coward. It also makes you lazy because you won't go out and learn it yourself. You can't educate somebody if you don't know yourself. If you use the flag in a certain way, you use anything in a certain way. It doesn't matter what it is. Not just a flag, it could be anything. You use anything in a way to provoke hatred or whatever, okay, fine. That's hate, okay. Everybody can understand it. But there should have been a moment where people actually got a chance to learn. And just because that Confederate flag, the Southern flag, just because it's flown does not represent hate. That is not what it means to hate. Now, someone's waving a Nazi flag. Okay, well, you know, I mean, I guess you got a right. You can wave any flag you want to. It's not that I don't get, you know, not that I don't like a flag or I can't get a flag. It's just a flag. It's the person and his actions that I either like or dislike. Blaming flags and stop blaming this and stop blaming that and start going after the people. But what are the people actually doing? Did this kid try to pick a fight with black guy? I didn't see any of this stuff. I find it just very hard to even imagine why any student in 2014 would even consider or to think that a Confederate flag would be anything other than a symbol of hate, Brother Cragen said. See, he can't understand why there are kids that haven't been indoctrinated. That's what it is. It's like he can't figure this out. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. By 2014, all children were supposed to be indoctrinated by now. What the hell? The handbook said it. Whoa! It's absolutely absurd. I don't understand why you would bring up things from the past that are hateful, student Jessica Flynn said. Okay, she's got to sound like she's, you know, don't look at me, I'm not racist. You sure you're not racist there, Jessica? Jessica Flynn, huh? Look at me, I'm not racist. I don't understand how people can think that it's not hateful. Hateful, hateful, hateful. That's all they ever talk about is hate. Well, if that's all you ever talk about, that means that's the only thing that you're thinking. And if that's the only thing that's on your mind, then that's the only thing that's in your frickin' heart. Whatever happened when you saw somebody doing something and you go over there and investigate and find out exactly what the hell they're doing and why they're doing it? Why do we got to start shooting first and asking questions later? Why do we have that mentality? I don't understand it. Maybe there could have been an opportunity to find out, okay, if they were just playing a stunt, you know, being smart asses, whatever, which I'm sure they probably were. Okay, yeah, I mean, you could take the opportunity to teach them. You don't have to ruin their whole life because of this. This zero tolerance is one thing, but zero common sense is something else. You are there to educate, not indoctrinate. And if somebody doesn't follow along, if you get out of line, well, then you must be removed, ostracized from society. I mean, this is ridiculous. I thought you people were supposed to be inclusive and tolerant. Don't you believe in second chances? You know, prisoners and child rapists, they get a chance to get out of jail and live amongst of the common folk. I'm sorry, you rape a kid, there is no getting out of no jail. And if you do, you don't have any, well, pork and beans to do anything with. But I don't think they should be allowed to get out of jail. No, you rape a kid, no, you're done. There's no appeals. There's no. Well, you can appeal, but I mean, there's no, what do you call it? Oh, what the hell is when the president gives you no pardon? Jesus God. Shot of grog. Wake up. I did have some coffee. There's a cup of coffee around here somewhere, but it represents slavery to us. It represents racism and prejudice to us. That's a parent said that. This parent is Juju. J-U-J-U. Juju. Now, I don't know if that's a her or a him. The last name is Quinones. Now, I don't know if that's Spanish. I don't know if that could be French. I don't know, Liechtensteinian? Who the hell knows what it is? Juju? Like the Juju bees? Oh, jeez. It represents slavery to us? No, it doesn't. You're an idiot. Represents slavery to us. Well, how about to them? You ever stop to think that, you know, what it matters to them? It's their flag. It's not yours. It doesn't represent slavery. That's a lazy-minded way of looking at it. It's very shallow. And that is, most liberals are, well, all liberals are. To be liberal, you have to have a very shallow mind. But they tell you how great, how deep thoughts that they come up with. Well, no, that's because you're stoned. Believe me, I am all for freedom of speech, but to have someone come into school with that flag draped around their shoulder, I'm not really sure what the intent was. Well, then why are you talking about it? In response to those who said the students were exercising their right to free speech, Brother Cregan said, there are limits. Where are there limits? Let me see. I'll grab the Constitution again. I know. The C word. All right. Starting on page one. I don't see anything. I don't see any limits there. Going on down over here. Here's the Bill of Rights. Maybe there's limits in the Bill of Rights. Maybe. I think maybe that's what he was talking about. Make sure, which didn't say anything right there. You know, make no law represent, you know, respecting or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, of freedom of speech or the press. No, I don't see any. I don't see anything that says limits shall not be infringed in the Second Amendment. I don't see any limits there. You know. Search and seizure. I don't see anything. Not even in the fifth. Let's see the fifth. It's not in that one. Not in this. No, it's not anywhere. I don't see any limits. I don't see any free speech zones in here, again, too. I looked. I still couldn't find anything that said free speech zones. What the hell is that? They cordoned them off into like this little, you know, like they were, you know, like they were cattle themselves. Which we got some stories on them of what they did to these cattle. They're shooting them from a helicopter. Shooting a cow in the back of the head from a helicopter. For what? Thought these people were supposed to preserve animals. Again, where's PETA? They're out there killing cows, a whole bunch of baby cows, too. Where's PETA? Where are you? Oh, I see. Bureau of Land Management. That's under a Democrat. Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Only Republicans, if they suspect that a Republican is doing something with an animal, then it's okay. Where were they with Michael Vick? I mean, there was a couple that spoke up a little bit, but I didn't really hear all a whole too heck of a lot. These are people that are very selective on, you know, who they go after. They're used by the Democrats. They've got all these agencies in their pockets. Most of these agencies should be scrapped. There's no excuse for the EPA to have a goddamn commando squadron. Frickin' snipers. The Bureau of Land Management. You don't need a sniper squad for cows. But the problem is the government has spent all of its money, it's run out. Now it's got to attack people any way they can. Somebody spilled the beans on people paying, they didn't want it to come out. They wanted people to do their taxes, go out there and they just have the money taken from them. And then get a letter saying, yeah, well, your great-grandparents, you know, did something with the government check that something, 485 frickin' years ago. So you got to pay up, so they just take it out of however much they were supposed to owe you. Well, somebody leaked it. They had to scrap it real quick. Whoever leaked it, I'm sure, just find out whoever lost their job. Immediately after it came out, then you'll find out. But this is an opportunity for this Brother Cregan and these kids, the entire student body, to learn what that flag really means. Talk to people from the South. Don't put your own meanings on it. It's not up to you to determine what somebody else's flag means. It's not your flag. And it doesn't mean hate. I certainly think this particular symbol of hate falls in the category of something that should be exercised from our, or excised from our culture, Brother Cragen said. Well, who is this guy? What is he? Is he running for office or something now? What? Why is he so outraged in this? Because of his ignorance. And that's what it is. The students haven't explained why they did it. St. Anthony's is a private Catholic school and isn't bound by the First Amendment right to free speech. Really? No. Wait a minute. Let's go back. See if it says anything about Catholic schools don't have to abide by freedom of speech. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Meaning, there is no law anywhere that says that you cannot be prohibited of the free exercise of your speech, of the press, or your right to peacefully to assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances. There's nothing in here that says anything about, except for Catholic schools. So how does this guy get off saying that just because they're in a Catholic school, they don't have to follow the Constitution? The government, they seem to think they don't have to follow the Constitution. All the government agencies, they think they don't have to follow the Constitution. A lot of citizens don't. They think they don't have to follow it. No, that's just for the cops when they arrest me. They're the only ones that have to follow it. The First Amendment is the First Amendment. It's all over. There are no First Amendment zones. From the top of the highest mountain to the bottom of the lowest frickin' valley. That's your freedom of speech zone. The Constitution is legal and in all 50 states. That is the settled law of the land. The only thing the Tea Party really wants is for, well, the government to start following it. And they want the people to start following it. It's a pretty good document if you just follow it. And you don't have to do very much, believe it or not. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here, see what kind of booty we can plunder. Some good grog this morning. All right, we've got a couple of things here today. We should be able to make it. This Ferent Hold, this congressman, I called him Ferent Hold 911. Or Ferent Hold 911, 911, whatever, the Fahrenheit 911, whatever. It's just nice to see that we have somebody at least coming out and saying exactly what should have already been done. What bothers me is this guy shouldn't have had to say it. It should have already been done. You get in contempt, that's it. If I get in contempt, I got to go to jail. You get in contempt, you got to go to jail. Now, it is nice that they say these things, but the problem is we just don't have a strong enough leadership, John Boehner, to actually really do anything. We can't get anybody in the Senate to really fight. 2014... If the country is going to have an opportunity, if we're going to have an opportunity to heal itself, first of all, we need the House and the Senate, and we need a lot more of conservative. No more of this. Well, I'm conservative for everything, but no, we just and global warming, and I believe in this, and I believe in that. No. We just want people that just want to follow the Constitution, not a party doctrine. That's not what this is about. This is about simply following the Constitution. This is about bringing back our prosperity, bringing back our sovereignty, everything. Bring back our way of life. We want to be booming again. We're going backwards. Why Democrats think that more poor people are a success, I've never understood that. I've never gotten it. Because they benefit. Just, you know, the subjects. Well, who cares about them? We'll just blame it on the Republicans and they'll keep voting for us. So we've got he claims that Eric Holder should be in jail, and he should be. So we got his clip there. The feds accused of leaving. This is what's going on in the Bundy Ranch here now. These people are supposed to be out protecting turtles. That's what they tell you. Protecting the wildlife, protecting this. They left a trail of wreckage. They broke water tanks. They did a lot of damage. They didn't just roust up some cows. They deliberately did a lot of damage. And there's no reason for that. Shooting cows from a helicopter? Come on. You know, unless you're going to eat it, there's no reason to do that. When this is all about money. Family's been using this stupid land for 180 years. Now, all of a sudden, the feds want to get money because they spent it all, and they're trying to get money out of anybody. Plus, Harry Reid's son wants to put up a wind farm. This is a lot more than just turtles and wind farms. This is a lot about a lot of things. And there's a lot of people involved in this war, and that's exactly what it is. And it's going to get ugly, and it shouldn't. There's no reason to have it at this point. And he's right now, I think it's like almost $1 billion that he owes. $200 a day for every head of cattle. Come on. You can't, come on. $200 a day for every head? I mean, get the hell out of here. I mean, this is ridiculous. They spent all their money. They're just trying to show that how much power they have. It's a lot of things. But none of it's right. FBI visiting gun shops to investigate people talking about big government. Wait till we get into this. I'm going to get into this today. This is scary stuff. Big Brother is alive and well. He's everywhere now. You can't get away from it. For why? Why do we need this much power? Why do we need this much control? Why do we need this many people looking at everybody? Why do we need that in this country? For what? What the hell are these people afraid of? Well, I think they're afraid of themselves, their own policies. They're afraid that, you know, it's going to turn ugly. Well, yeah. Then maybe you shouldn't do it? Hello? Obama tells the Democrats to be proud as Obamacare enrollments reach 8 million. Oh! Well, you got 42 million more to go. Brain surgery patients. Obamacare plan has been denied medication and drops the doctors. So lady goes in for brain surgery. And because she's got Obamacare, well, the plan denies the medications that she needs. Why? And drops the doctors. So where's this patient supposed to get, I don't know, where she's supposed to get medical attention? Maybe they can put her in the same room with Justina Pelletier. She'll get better. Maybe it's all in this lady's head. Ha! She's having brain surgery. All in her head. Get it? All right. Can the comedy. Got to throw her in the psych ward. You don't need brain surgery. You need psychotherapy. And I need a new boat. I need one more subject and I can get that bonus. Maybe I might be able to put in a pool this summer. Congressional candidate shoots down a government drone. It's a commercial or a campaign ad. It's actually pretty good. You can't really play it on the radio. I just wanted to talk about it, but it's actually pretty good. And, hey, look, I'm sick of those drones. We don't need any more of those. We don't need drones. We don't need – I mean, they're going to have everybody these drones with pizza. People are going to be shooting them down. You think you've been waiting there for like 2 hours for your pizza. You're starving to death. And if you're in Colorado, you're really freaking out because you got the munchies bad. And the drones keep getting shot out of the sky. I just don't like that drones anyway. I don't think the government needs to spy on people. Unless you've got a warrant, you've got actual physical probable cause that this person is doing something, whatever. But you can't just broadly and widely just start spying on people. I'm not a real big fan of that Edward Snowden. I think he could have done it a little bit differently. I wish he would have. However, I am glad that this stuff actually, you know, came out. And instead of being suspected, it is now proven. But I just didn't particularly care for the way Mr. Snowden handled himself, flying off into China and then to Russia. He could have done this in another way. Maybe he got bad advice, I don't know, but his life is screwed. Once the Russians are done with him, they're not going to care about him. The government, if the United States ever gets a hold of him, he's in jail for the rest of his life. If not, he'll get the firing squad. Advice to Democrats, don't say recovery. See, this is again the shallowness of liberalism. Don't say recovery. Don't say this word. Don't say that word. If you say this word, and if you wear brown socks, and you wear a blue tie, and you wear this tie, and you wear that, and you wear this, and you do this, and you say that, then everybody's going to vote for you. No, why don't you just go out and be yourself? The reason why they can't say recovery is because people know that there is no such thing as recovery. So if they come out and say recovery, oh, wait a minute, whoa, whoa, whoa. There's no recovery. Still don't have a job. But if they come out and they give out these phony numbers of 8 million people signing up for Obamacare, which there aren't, well, with all the prisoners they've been putting in and all the dead people they've been putting in, maybe they do got 8 million. It's going to collapse on its own, but it's going to hurt millions and millions and millions of Americans along the way. So again, Mr. Boehner and Mr. King and Mr. McConnell and McCain and the rest of you knuckleheads, you see now why there was a reason why you needed to simply just hold the line and say no. You could have fought. Don't you see? Don't you see now that you had the perfect opportunity to fight? There was a reason for that fight, and all you had to do was fight it. You would have won. Or maybe you could have at least just kept saying no. Eventually, they would have to cave, but you didn't have the balls to do it. You didn't have it in your heart. You knew you were going to cave before you did it. You just wanted to make your base think that you were actually doing something. Well, we're not that stupid anymore, Mr. Boehner and Mr. McCain, McConnell. Government's closed down, so McConnell opens it back up with a multi-billion-dollar pork sandwich so he can build some bridge. The whole point of the government being shut down was because of too much spending, so they open it up by spending billions more. Sebelius! Looks like she wants to run for senator in Kansas. I mean, is this woman, sweetheart, do you understand that, do you understand that just your name is toxic? Why are you going to run for Senate? What more could you do? The Senate's already screwed up enough as it is. They don't need anybody else to come in there to screw it up anymore. We're going to fix the Senate. You don't have a chance to win anyway, sweetheart. Evidently, she was a popular governor. Well, what does that mean, popular? Well, it depends on who you ask. Well, if you ask the right people and the same people 15 times, well, yeah, you'll get the numbers you want. But this Ferrethold, let's get into this guy here. Blake Ferrethold. He represents the 27th District in Texas. Delivered a blistering message to Mr. Holder. This was, I think it was a couple of weeks ago. I just now found it now. Sometimes it takes me a little while to get to the news. So if you've already know about it, well then, good for you. You're ahead of the class. House Judiciary Committee oversight hearing in which he had the opportunity to question Obama's Attorney General. How dare you? How dare you question this man? Well, one of the reasons why I'm playing this is, I mean, there is so much out there. John Boehner has to see. These committee chairmen have to see. They know the evidence out there. The American people know the evidence is out there. Everybody knows the evidence. Everybody knows that everybody knows, but nobody wants to do anything. You don't want to do anything over Justina Pelletier. Why? We're going to go to war over a cow, but we can't go to war over a 15-year-old girl who needs medical attention, but is in a house that doesn't have a doctor. She's not getting any medical attention, and she's dying. But we can't go to war over that. She's not a cow. Nobody wants to say anything. Nobody wants to do anything. Everybody who has the power, they know that this girl is illegally being held captive. They know that she's being abused. These people, you can't tell me that they don't. She should not be in there any second longer. I'm sure the judge has got some of these reports. Somebody had to have told him. Buy the son of a bitch a television or something. I don't know. But if I know this information, why doesn't he? He's a judge. He's a judge of the case. Once he found out about this stuff, he should have had immediate. There should have been an immediate counsel sitting down with the prosecutors and everybody and finding out what the hell's going on here. This girl needs to be released from this facility. She needs medical attention. Why hasn't she been getting medical attention? Her health is getting worse. Why do you keep her in a room with no medical attention? Why is she not seeing a doctor on a regular basis? Why is nobody saying that? I cannot figure that out. But we at least have congressmen that are, you know, that want to follow the Constitution. They want to follow the Constitution. They're just coming shy of saying impeachment. Well, time is running out. You understand? There's too much more damage that is being caused minute by minute by minute by minute. Every second counts. It is time to impeach. I'm sorry, but it is. But at least for this guy, old Ferrethold, which I loved his, well, let's get into this. Let me see if I can find it. Here it is. What he does is he just flat declines to question Mr. Holder. And I don't blame him. He should be in jail, and here's his reasons why. Go ahead.
Of oversight over the Department of Justice, and that's why we have Mr. Holder here today. But I don't think I can be a part of eroding the constitutional balance of power, favoring the executive over the legislative. I don't think we should be. Mr. Holder should be here. He's in contempt of this body. I've called for his resignation. I've sponsored articles of impeachment. And this week I'm going to be introducing legislation that would prevent federal employees who are held in contempt of Congress or who fail to fully comply with congressional subpoenas not be paid their taxpayer-funded salary. And I'm going to try to get that enclosed with the appropriations bills that will be going through. I'm committed to maintaining the constitutional balance of power and the authority that this branch, this legislative branch, has. And I just don't think it's appropriate Mr. Holder be here if an American citizen had not complied with one of the Justice Department subpoenas. They would be in jail, not sitting here in front of testifying. But I realize there are questions to be asked, and I'll yield the remainder of my time to Mr. Gowdy.
Exactly. Why is he allowed to come to work every day? If you get in contempt, are you allowed to go to work every day? Out to dinner with your wife? Huh? Why is it that if you are, see, this is, there's got to be some kind of oversight of the Justice Department. When your Justice Department is corrupt and connected with the president, and I'm sure that all of them, even from George Washington on up. But my point is, when you have this corrupt of an administration, every cabinet is the same. He's got all of his generals. He's got all the FBI. He's got all the law enforcement. He's got it all. He's got, I mean, he has taken over. It is a tyranny. Well, we can get rid of it, but we have to do it. We can't expect them to follow the Constitution. And they're not going to do it. So we have to do it. We have to put the right people in. And if that right people is you, well, you need to get down and register. We all got to come together and work on this. Looks like we got a caller over here. So let me see if I can push the right button to my my producer's out again today. He's got the donut flu. So I got to push buttons by myself now. So, hello, you're on with the captain. How you doing today?
Right. Congress, Senate, President, they're all underneath hypnosis of the Illuminati. The Illuminati has been controlling the United States government for a long time. The Constitution.
Illuminati?
The Illuminati. The Illuminati, which is.
Illuminati.
Which, yes, which is Israelis that control all branches of the United States government. They control the free market, supposed to be the free market of capitalism. They are the Illuminati. So the government is underneath hypnosis of the Illuminati. Your constitution.
Well, there's a lot of Illuminati.
Well, your constitution doesn't. Well, your constitution doesn't matter because the Illuminati is controlling all branches of the United States government. And politicians, if they don't agree to them, they won't be in office.
Well, there's a lot of that. There's just more than
well,
I mean. There's
well,
more than
well,
just
well,
one. There's a lot.
You have
of
to
now.
Get you have to get rid of the secret societies in order to get if the United States.
I believe in those. I believe
well,
in those.
Well,
yeah.
you have to get rid of your secret societies.
Yep.
In order to bring back whatever y'all's constitution is, as a black person, I don't believe in a constitution because I don't believe a constitution was really made for blacks in this United States. But for whites and their system, if they want their constitution back, they have to get rid of the Illuminati, the secret societies that control their government.
Well, that goes with inside. That's old-fashioned greed, man. When people are greedy, when they have that in their heart that they've got to take over, they've got to have that power again, trickle-down tyranny. Everybody's got to be a little tyrant. What do you really gain out of it? I don't know. Thanks for the call there, my friend. Hopefully you come back and listen. Now, where the hell were we? Feds accused of leaving a trail of, we were talking about, I thank God at least, I mean, we got somebody at least saying the things that need to be said. Maybe the right person might actually hear it and act upon it. And he did make a point. There is a, you know, you call the Illuminati, you can call whatever the hell you want to call it. There's a lot of them. And everybody's pulling, everybody's got to have their own little gang. There's all kind. You think they got the Italian mafia? Okay, fine. Maybe there is. Maybe there isn't. There's Italian mafia. There's Russian mafia, Chinese mafia, German mafia, this mafia, that mafia. There's always mafias. There's black mafias. There's this mafias, that mafias. There's always going to be a mafia somewhere. Human beings, they got to join little gangs and show who's the biggest, powerful, most powerful gang on the block. Well, our government is the biggest mafia we got. Now, who owns the government? Well, it all depends. all depends on how much you own. There's not one entity that owns the entire government. It's owned by a lot of things, by a lot of people, a lot of different countries. It's owned, and there's a lot of governments that are owned by a lot of different gangs and different this and different that. I just want to go back to those, you know, just where you had a constitution, you knew you were free, you just did what you had to do, and you lived a nice, happy life. I know it's, you know, I know. Much easier said than done. There, you know, life is not in a coloring book. There's things out there. It's called life. There's ups and there's downs. I understand, but what's going on with this government today? It's not just a Barack Obama thing, not just a Democrat thing. It's a government thing. They have far too much power, and they're not afraid to use it. And for what? What the actual gain is, I still can't figure it out. But what's going on down here at that Bundy Ranch is the government spent all their money. They're trying to find money anywhere they can. They get a guy that they know that, you know, doesn't really support liberals. Isn't on the, you know, the Obama bandwagon. He isn't peace and love and hope and change. So they decide to build a wind farm on his land so they can take it just to show how big and tough they really are. This is Harry Reid just being spiteful. I don't like spiteful people. There's no reason for spite. Unless it's in revenge and you're paying somebody back. But this, Harry Reid, you're just spiteful. Spiteful is aggressive. And there's no reason for you to be this way, Mr. Reid. I don't find you very credible for you to talk about law. Oh, yeah, just people that just go ahead and they break the law and then they leave. Oh, yeah, we can't have that. We need everybody, Janik. Everybody's got to follow the law. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
I mean, this just makes me sick when these people talk that crap.
Well, federal agencies, the treatment of residents at the Bundy Ranch this past weekend included tasering, beating, wrongful arrests, threatening residents with attack dogs, mobilizing a federal paramilitary trained on U.S. citizens. They had snipers out there trained. These people's heads. It's a little dusty out there. Say he gets a little desert dust up his nose. He sneezes, pulls the trigger, boom. Now what? Oops. Sorry. It was an accident. I sneezed. Oh, okay. You're forgiven. All in all, the federal government spent $3 million of your money. $3 million. To roust up cows. A legal argument has also been made that the United States Department of Interior's Bureau of Land Management is now guilty of racketeering under federal RICO statutes. How about that? Under the RICO Act. Well, again, we were talking about the government is the biggest mafia, but the government's not going to prosecute the government, especially when this attorney general is guilty of just about any kind of scandal. I'm sure he probably had something to do with Benghazi. We know what he did with Fast and Furious. We know he's had something to do with the IRS. I mean, not only does the president need to be impeached, but so does the attorney general. I mean, his entire cabinet. But Hillary Clinton needs to go up on charges, too. She should be in contempt. I didn't hear her answer any questions. Who gave the stand-down order? How come we don't have that answer? That's what I'd like to know. Who gave that stand-down order? Did one person give the order once? And then another person give another order, or was it one person that gave both stand-down orders? And who was that person? or persons. Was it Valerie? Valerie Goebbels? Was it Hillary Hitman Clinton? Who was it? Well, we don't know. We can't get any answers. See, they're the most transparent, you know, administration in American political history. That's why we can't get any information. Don't you know that? Yeah, they're transparent. Yeah, they believe in accountability, police, and love. Yeah. If all that wasn't enough, evidence is now emerging regarding pattern of extreme cruelty and abuse. Suspected culling of animals from the Bundy Ranch. During a live broadcast of the Pete Santilli Show on GNM, reveals new details of the BLM method of herding where they have slaughtered horses and cows. And this time, we have video of it and pictures of it. I've seen some of the video and the pictures. Shot a cow in the back of the head from a helicopter. I personally helped save a calf who is still on an umbilical cord attached to her as she was separated from her mother. It was a disgusting event. They didn't herd the cattle, they slaughtered the cattle. If you look at the stewardship of the land and herding of cattle, first of all, the particular cattle that were grazing on 600,000 acres, understand that when the Bundy family would herd their own cattle, there would be water taps to where the cattle would go down to the water and herd them humbly and softly. No cruelty, no abuse, herding them to where the cattle would just not get injured. We would have an evidence-based argument now with how the BLM cannot take care of the cattle. Herding the animals with helicopters, ATVs, and shotguns. Any cows get out of line, they put a bullet in their head. They stepped over turtles, turtle-like a compound or a turtle nest, and killed a whole bunch more turtles. Well, I guess it's okay to kill a turtle now. You know, they're the BLM. They can kill the turtle. When they killed all these cows, for what? Why would they kill the cows and the horses? For what? Kicking over water supply. So now the horses are the cows are out there in 90-plus degree temperatures with no water. And all these little baby cows are losing their mama. One cow the guy helped save and still was on an umbilical cord, lost the mother. For what? What did they do this for? What is the purpose? What are they gaining? A few bucks? Well, stop spending money. I mean, you had $1 trillion. They want, like, what is it? $800 billion they want, or $1 million they want from this guy, something, I don't know. But how about that stimulus package? You spent $800 billion on that, almost $1 trillion. But nobody got a job. The shovels weren't ready. But that's okay. They can just spend $1 trillion and give it to their friends so they can open up a green company, run it out of business, and collect a bonus check. Wouldn't that be nice if you could do that? All paid for by the U.S. taxpayer. This is what we've got to eliminate. Now, I know you can't put everybody in jail that's guilty of it, but we can at least stop it, and that's what needs to happen. We can at least put an end to a lot of it. If we can't stop all of it, we can stop a little bit of it. But we got to start stopping it, and we can't accept it as the new normal. I hate that, new normal. There is no new normal. I don't say new normal. All right, now this story here. This FBI is now visiting, this is from InfoWars, visiting gun shops to investigate people that are talking about big government. Mm. People have been talking about big government since I've been a kid. Now all of a sudden it's a crime. FBI counterterrorism agents are visiting gun shops in South Carolina. South Carolina? How are you allowing that? Where's the governor? Met Nikki Haley? FBI counterterrorism agents are visiting gun shops in South Carolina to investigate suspicious purchases. Well, what the hell is suspicious? Anything could be suspicious. See, that's what I don't like. That's what I don't like. I don't think you should be able to do any of this crap. Ask any kind of questions as law enforcement unless you've got actual, I mean, you need real probable cause. Oh, I suspect? Well, I can suspect things too. To investigate suspicious purchases made by people who talk about big government. Brandon Turbeville, he's an author. I don't know what he wrote, but he's an author. Says that he was approached by an individual who works in a Columbia, South Carolina gun shop to relate the story of how FBI agent entered the store on Monday, showed his credentials before proceeding to ask a series of stunning questions. Now, I've got some other stuff on here. I've got it's like a flyer. Wait till you hear what's on this flyer. The FBI agent then reportedly made a shocking remark that almost seems too chilling to believe. Well, this is the new normal now. Just got to accept it. It's the government. You know, the government knows better. They know what you're, they know what, you know, they've held polls and they've done studies. So the government's done their homework. They know what's better for you than you. You're a subject. You must do what the government tells you to do. It's a lot safer that way. If you see, I got a big old frog in my throat again. Need more grog. If you see some Middle Eastern guy come in, you don't have to be so worried about that. No, not them guys. No, don't worry about them. What we're really looking for, the people that we're talking about being sovereign, such as sovereign citizens. I talk about being sovereign. Am I now a terrorist? I must be. Or people talking about big government. I talk about big government. I'm a double terrorist now. Before the agent left the store, he handed an employee a flyer, which lists paying with cash. See, now you can't pay with cash now. Buying in bulk, along with other seemingly innocuous behavior as suspicious activity. You know, like buying, you know, ready-to-eat meals. Those are actually pretty good if you buy the right kind. But you go camping, you don't want to screw around with a bunch of things, it's all right to have them. If you want to stock up on them, let's just say that you lose electricity. There's nothing wrong with being prepared. Something happens, you got the food there, you can last a while. Well, I don't understand what the big problem is. I don't know. But they think anybody like that, well, they're gonna gang up against the government and they're gonna start killing all government officials. I mean, where do these people get this idea? Unless it must be that's how they're thinking, meaning that's how they're planning. That's what they're planning to do. That's what they're thinking to do. And if you get right down to it, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. See, they want to have all of that power. They want to have all of that control. They want the guns and the ready-to-eat meals. They don't want you to have it. The FBI has also repeatedly labeled those who identify as sovereign citizens to be domestic terrorists. So if you identify yourself as sovereign citizen, you are now a domestic terrorist. Yeah, but you didn't blow anything up like Bill Ayers and his wife did, Bernadine Dorn. You didn't blow anybody up. Doesn't matter. You're a terrorist. Sovereign, sovereign, sovereign. You're a sovereign citizen. That means you are a domestic terrorist. Yeah, but I've never killed anybody. Never killed nothing. Never blew it up nothing. Don't want to blow up nothing. I believe in the Constitution. Terrorist! That's all it took. You said the Constitution. You must be a domestic terrorist. All right, fine. I'm a domestic terrorist. I'll take that title. I don't give a damn. You can call me anything you want to. I know who I am. I don't need you to tell me who I am. I already know who I am. You have no frickin' idea. You want to create domestic terrorists? Well, keep calling people that. You want to instigate a fight? You'll get one. Keep it up. You'll get one. You might get one bigger than you really expect, but you'll get one. And for what? What are you going to gain out of it, huh? Show how big and tough you are? Ooh, wow, I'm impressed. Look at you. I'm impressed. Boy, I tell you. Mr. Reed, oh, I am just impressed with you. In 2012, we reported on how the FBI Communities Against Terrorism, it's called CAT, C-A-T, was instructing businesses activities conducted by millions of Americans on a daily basis were potential indications of terrorist activity. Oh, every one of your customers that comes in, they're terrorists, yeah. Flyers for the program being handed out to businesses such as internet cafes. Yeah, a lot of people like to hang out at internet cafes and shoot people. That's growing epidemic. Even listed paying for a cup of coffee with cash could be or is suspicious activity. A flyer aimed at military surplus stores also encourages owners to report people who make bulk purchases of items to include meals ready to eat. So if you buy a bunch of ready to eat meals, you're a terrorist. 25 different CAT flyers went out to businesses on all different kinds of spectrum, everything from hobby shops. You got to put this up in a hobby shop, tattoo parlors. It says right up on here. Here's the flyer. FBI says private something security or something. What is considered suspicious? Payment in cash or someone else's credit card. Reluctant or unwilling to produce valid ID. Well, how can that be suspicious activity? When you're getting a tattoo or you're buying a model airplane. But if you got to vote, it's racist to ask for the valid ID. I mean, do you see how that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense? Like people haven't really been thinking all the way properly. You can't buy a model airplane unless you show proper identification. But you can vote if you have absolutely no identification. You're not even a citizen. And not only can you vote once, but you can vote twice, thrice, as many times as you can. But you can't buy that model airplane. You are a domestic terrorist because you refused to show your identification to buy this model airplane. Family gets out of a movie. Daughter's acting up. Mama probably backhands her, told her, shut up. I'm still the mama of this frickin' house. I don't care if you're 19 or not. I am your mother. You will do what you're told. Shut up. When they come up to the father, who had nothing to do with the damn argument, doesn't speak a lot of English, and beat the living hell out of him to death because he didn't show his identification quick enough. So now if you go in there, you go in to buy a goddamn battery at a Radio Shack and you don't show any ID, I mean, you could have a federal agent right there beating you with his stick, tasering, sending a dog on you. What goes around comes around. That's all I got to say. Large purchases or unusual inquiries to buy in bulk. Well, everybody that goes to frickin' Costco on a daily basis buys in bulk. Are they domestic terrorists now? Huh? They must be. Can't buy anything in bulk. What about toilet paper? A lot of people buy toilet paper in bulk. Are you a domestic terrorist now? Or do you just got diarrhea? Well, we got to send some agents over here to find that out. Lack of knowledge regarding firearms or product usage. Well, sometimes people buy something that they never had before. Like when the CD came out. Never had a CD before. Some people, look, I don't know anything about a stupid cell phone. I've got one of these damn things, but I still don't know how to use it. I hate the phone. I'm not a phone person. I hate the phone, and the sound of the phone ringing sends me into Deep Space Nine. I hate that sound, always have, since I've been a kid. I've never liked the sound of a phone ringing. I hate it. This isn't even my phone, someone else's. I get to use it. But if I had to go buy one, I would be completely idiotic. I barely know how to run this damn thing. But if you want to buy a new gun and you don't understand how this gun works, there's nothing wrong with finding out information on how the gun works. Maybe it might not be the right kind of gun for you. You have the right to learn. Just because you don't understand a firearm before, never had one, and you want to go buy one, doesn't mean that you don't have the opportunity to learn. Why can't you ask questions? Don't you think that somebody who's not asking questions and just doesn't really give a damn just going to buy a gun? I mean, at least it shows initiative that the person is asking questions about it. They're showing initiative to try to learn. Oh, my God, there it goes. You can't learn. This is what happens when you find things out. It's called truth. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We can't do that. Hints at illegal or misuse of explosives. Well, I mean, okay, you might have something there. I mean, a guy goes in to buy a model airplane and talks about how he can get it to explode. You know, whatever. New or unknown customers. Now, wait a minute. So if you are now a new customer or the store clerk doesn't know you, automatically you are suspicious because you're a new customer. How do you know you didn't move into the area? How do you know that you've lived in this area your whole life and didn't know the store was here, decided to turn in and go in and shop? You need a new gun. You need a new model airplane. You need a new tattoo. Nervousness or evasiveness. Well, it is pretty nervous buying your first model airplane. All right, I need a shot of grog here. We got to get into this. $8 million are now signed up for Obamacare. So we got 42 million more to go now. There's not 8 million. Those numbers are fake and they're phony, and they need the money from the Bundy Ranch. They need the money from this. They need the money from that. Anywhere they can find the money, pay for this Obamacare. That's what all this stuff is about. They don't have any more money. Obamacare cannot sustain itself. The Democrats have no idea what the hell they're going to do. Now they're trying to pump it up. as a Democrat should be proud to run on Obamacare. Obamacare is working. It's working. They can call it Obamacare now. They can go back to calling it Obamacare again. It's affordable. It's affordable. It's not Obamacare. It's affordable. Affordable Care Act. Affordable. See, it's affordable. 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 Well, it's not affordable. And there is no care. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. The government knows they don't have enough money to sustain it. They're trying to take money anywhere they can. That's why why do you think the defense budget got cut? Why do you think? NASA, why do you think? Why do you think NASA was really cut? Any cuts anywhere is going straight into Obamacare, and they still don't have enough because it's spent before they can even bring it over to Obamacare. I mean, they're blowing money before they even get it. But Obama holds an unscheduled press conference. He loves to do that, just to, you know, have the king just make an unannounced visit. It looks so presidential, doesn't it? Got something important to say? So he holds a press conference at the White House. Takes another victory lap, spikes the football again. Look at me. Well, we got 8 million now. Listen to this. Go ahead and listen to this guy. I mean, it just, let's listen to it, then we can move on. Oh, God.
We now know that the number of Americans who've signed up for private insurance in the marketplaces has grown to 8 million people.
Yeah.
8 million people. 35% of people who enroll through the federal marketplace are under
dead.
The age of 35. All told, independent experts now estimate that millions of Americans who were uninsured have gained coverage this year, with millions more
really?
To come next year and the year after. As I've said
really?
Before, I find it strange that the Republican position on this law is still stuck in the same place that it has always been.
Yeah, we don't
they
like it.
They still can't bring themselves to admit that the Affordable Care Act is working. They said nobody would sign up. They were wrong about that. They said it would
because
be unaffordable for the country.
Numbers means
they
it's
were
working.
Wrong about that. They were wrong to keep trying to repeal a law that is working when
it's
they have
not.
No alternative answer for millions of Americans with pre-existing conditions who'd be denied coverage again.
Yes, we do. Maybe you should have been paying attention. I mean, my God, I mean, every time you hear, well, the Republicans have no idea. Yeah, we do. People on the right have been giving all kinds of ideas. The problem is you flat refuse to listen because you're not making any money off of it. You're not benefiting financially. You're not winning another election. That's why you don't like it. It doesn't benefit you. At least there used to be. People on the right were trying to benefit the American people. That's the way it should be. If we all benefit, we all benefit. I mean, just the nerve of him out there saying that the Republicans, well, they just don't want to admit that it's working. Well, it's not. That's why you're trying to steal money everywhere to try to pay for it. You're signing up dead people. You're signing up people that are in prison. And it's all going into Medicaid. You're not signing people up who didn't have insurance before and are now able to afford it and actually purchase it. Those people are not signing up. You know it. We know it. Everybody knows it. But can we get the press to talk about it? Well, no. Everybody knows the truth. Those are not real numbers. And if you really believe those 8 million people are people that are paying, even if they are 8 million people that are paying, there's still 42 million people that don't have it. There's still 92 million people that are out of work. So who is this helping? Well, the Democrats think it's helping them. See, now they can win the election because Obama just comes out and says it's working. Then it is. And if Republicans say it's not, well, then no, they're just haters. They know it's working, but they just don't want to admit it. They're haters. No, we're realists. We know that it's not working. You even know that it's not working, but you don't want to admit it. Because if you admit it, then you're going to have to admit that you were wrong and you voted for him and then you're just like him and blah, 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 blah. Nobody wants to admit that they made a mistake. So people have to continue suffering. Nobody wants to admit they made a mistake with Justina Pelletier. So meanwhile, she has to sit in a room and die by herself. Because nobody wants to admit they made a mistake. Huh.
8 million.
You don't have 8 million. We're helping because of something we did. Barry went on to say, I don't think we should apologize for it. I don't think we should be defensive about it. I think it's a strong, good right to tell, or good right story to tell. Yeah, it's a story, all right. Stories are fiction. That's what it's called, a story. Blasted the Republican governors who refuse to take an expansion of Medicaid because they can't afford it, and they know it's not going to work. Which she says has left millions of low-income Americans without Affordable Care Act options. Oh, so it's not your Obamacare that doesn't give them insurance. It's the Republican governors. Oh. Well, I thought that this was the Affordable Care Act, and it was for all 50 states. Huh. Mm. The governors are standing in the way of coverage out of political spite. Really? Is that what that is, Mr. Obama? Political spite? Well, don't you have a pen? Can't you just magically change the law? I'm sure you could. That would get it done. It would work. You would force the governors to do it. You've got a pen. You've got a phone, too. You can even get other people involved. Hell, you're a king. You can do it. That's wrong, Mr. Obama said. It should stop. Those folks should be able to get health insurance like everybody else. Well, yeah, isn't that what your law says, so? Isn't that what your law says? So how can you blame this on anybody other than your law? Because if you had a real law, well, then they'd be able to get it, right? How can you leave something this big up to the states? I think it only takes just a little bit of brain power to realize these numbers just can't physically work. When you're signing up dead people, you're signing up prisoners, you're signing up people that don't exist, no, they're not paying into it. The people that are getting it, well, eventually this money is going to have to come from somewhere. So they've already closed NASA. They've done everything they can with the military. They're doing this or doing that. The money's going to come from somewhere. They're going to raise taxes. They're going to raise a tax for this and raise a tax for that and this and that. They're going to nickel and dime you. And for what? Make everybody poor. They're out there fighting for the middle class. Meanwhile, they're making everybody poor except for the governing class. Why? Why is that so important for the governing class to have and everybody else have not? Now, all these people on the left, they talk about the haves and the have-nots, and they want to help the have-nots. Well, all they're doing is helping the haves have the same as the have-nots. The have-nots are just getting bigger. That's ridiculous. The have-nots should be getting smaller. It's time to take another approach, liberals. Your way doesn't work. You have a proven track record of every time you get in charge of something, you screw it up. It's bad enough the Republicans screw it up. But your way is completely no. Everybody gets poor when liberals are in charge. But Republicans get the blame for it. How can you get the blame for doing something that you weren't even around to do? Well, it's easy. Become a Republican. Join the Tea Party. You're a hater. If Obamacare is really working, everybody, you're not supposed to go bankrupt if you've got a pre-existing condition. Well, how about if you need brain surgery? A New York woman suffering from a neurological disease, which I can't say that word either, that has required 4 brain surgeries, 4 of them, I mean, 1 bad enough, but 4, has been dropped by all of her doctors and denied medications due to her Obamacare plan. I've been vomiting. I lost 22 pounds. The pain is unbearable, said Margaret Figueroa. My medication helps me function during the day. Now she can't get it now, but I bet she can get an abortion. That'll cure you. How about that, Margaret? Maybe that's all you need is just an abortion. Take a pain pill, like the president said. Just take a pain pill and, you know, just deal with it, the fact that you're going to die, and just go to sleep. Figueroa suffers from a disease known as Arnold-Chiari malformation and something else that I'm not even going to come close to trying to pronounce that. And that goddamn word, just looking at it, looks like it's going to come out and attack me. I don't even want to look at it. Get it off my screen, for God's sakes. Like a wild beast. What the hell? Even though the Obamacare plan she purchased assured her that she was covered, her insurance card was denied when she went to fill out her prescriptions. Then she learns that none of her doctors accept her Obamacare plans, which is oh, I don't want that Obamacare. No, 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 no. Why would you – see, this is what I don't understand about insurance companies. You've got this insurance. It should cover for everything. If you get sick, it's this. Why would it only cover this and this and this, but it won't cover that? I mean, nobody knows whether they're going to break a leg or they're going to get cancer. Nobody knows that. So I don't understand why they can't just insure you. You get sick, whatever the hell it is, you get a pill, you get a this, you get stitches, you get a boom, you get a boom, you get a bing, bom, boom, whatever. Whatever you need, you get it and get the hell out. But again, I'm a simpleton. So let's see, what the hell else here? So she learns that she goes out to get her pills, and she learns that she lost her doctor. She says she can't find a doctor who accepts Obamacare plan. Okay, so you force this person to buy a product that she probably didn't want. She has to be forced to buy this product, but she can never use it because there's no doctors anywhere near her. So how can that be legal? Well, you're gonna look like you're going to have to get out your pen there, Mr. Obama, and just start executive ordering these doctors to accept your plan. That'll work. There are only 6 doctors in all of Staten Island who take her plan, none of whom she's been able to get appointments with. You know, kind of like those long lines in England to get an MRI. This is how it is. So now she's going to have to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait to see a doctor. And by then, you know, whatever's in her head, I mean, could get to a point where now, you know, she could die. But a human life isn't worth that much anymore. She's not a cow. I mean, you can't make any steaks out of her. You can't get any milk out of her. No, she's not worth very much. Even though the insurance company cashed your check, it doesn't mean it. Take your money and then just, you don't have insurance anymore, but I got your money. Goodbye. Obamacare doesn't work. I mean, we've gone over these stories a million times. Everybody knows it. Well, I just can't help but wonder, we've got all of these problems that we can see. Everybody can see the problems. They're right out there. You can touch them. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, stimulus packages, Obamacare, this, that, Justina Pelletier, Bundy Ranches, cows, turtles, wind farms. All this going on, but nobody wants to do anything. A girl sits in a room all by herself. But because nobody wants to admit that they made a mistake, this girl has to sit there by herself until she's dead. We can't find any law enforcement anywhere to step up and say something, do something. Can't find a lawyer anywhere doing nothing. Can't find a judge anywhere doing nothing. How about an FBI agent? Can't find a congressman not doing anything. Can't find a governor. Can't find a social worker. Nobody in that wayside facility sees there's a problem. Not one. What are they afraid of? Well, if you're that afraid, I mean, there's ways to, you know, let people know. You've got to do it. Teenagers don't deserve to be put in a room and left for dead because somebody made a mistake or somebody doesn't want, or somebody wants a new boat. This is absolutely just freaking pathetic. We only got a couple of minutes left here, and I don't know, just stupid Sebelius. I don't even want to cover that story. I mean, why? Does she really have a chance to win? I doubt it. I doubt it. Anyway, going through the chat room here real quick. My good friend Vito Esposito, Mamma Mia No Sharia, thanks for listening today. Looks like we got Oscar. Thanks for listening, Oscar. That reminds me, I was talking about that the other day. I played Felix in Felix and Oscar. What it was a new version of the Odd Couple. I was skinnier, a little bit younger, looked better. I can't fit into the same suit anymore. I bought this real nice suit, and I thought I'd be able to use it. But after I got done with the show, I gained a lot of weight real quick, and then now I can't wear it. But what are you going to do? I'm still trying to lose weight. I cut back eating sugar. I don't eat sugar very often. Very, very, very seldom do I have sugar. But I still got that gut. There's nothing I can do about it. But in any event, we're not going to talk about Sebelius anymore. We're going to take this ship, turn around, pull her into port. We got a long weekend coming up. We've got a lot of things to work on, a lot of things to do. Take a break, rejuvenate so you can come back on Monday and go back to work. So everybody who's listening through your smartphones, Vito, good friend, have a very great weekend. Oscar, have a great weekend. All of you listening in the chat room and the smartphones, and that's going to archive. Thank you very much for listening, and everybody have a great and wonderful and safe weekend. Goodbye, everybody.